Hello, this is Mike Wilmot with Microsoft. Today I want to look at a new technology called PowerMap. And the data set I'll be looking at is something taken from Napoleon's March. This was first surfaced by Charles Minard several centuries ago, as well as more recently Edward Tufte. And this is really looking at a visualization using PowerMap of Napoleon's March into Moscow and some of the effects of the weather on he and his army. The next thing I want to do is look at some data from Napoleon's March in 1812, and I want to try using PowerMap for this. This concept was presented to me many years ago at a seminar for Edward Tufte, where he had a visualization of Napoleon's army. If you see in gold here, what you see is the Latin long of the army that he had going into Russia. And you'll see that it started at about 400,000 men, ultimately ended up returning with about 10,000 men here. So pretty fascinating that you see the latitude, the longitude, the size of the army. And then on the bottom, you also see the temperature as they came back away from battle. You can see that the temperature was dropping. They had a ton of casualties here as they hit Moscow. And I'll show you some stats in a second in terms of how the army got so decimated, going from 400,000 down to about 10,000 here. So, but the beauty about this is that you see that you've got a geospatial component, a lat long, you've got an army size, you've got temperature, and also you can even see that as the army came back here, that this black section here, they were actually joined by reinforcements. It bolstered the army a bit, but then you can see this river crossing here, that they lost several thousand men in the river crossing. The ice broke through and many thousands of men died here. So ultimately they came back with a fraction of the folks. They got joined here at the end again. And but just a complete rout of the army. So the question is, you know, how can we visualize this with modern tools? If you go to this site here, this wayfind.com, the purveyor of this website actually has a different way of showing the same data. Again, kind of in a circle, showing the city, showing the date, showing the size of the army. So lots of different ways to show this. And I like this too, that it shows that 190,000 were captured, that about 125,000 were killed in battle, and 100,000 died of hunger, cold, and sickness, and about 10,000 survived. So about 2% survived. Again, you can see that really well in this graphic here. If you go to this Revisions of Minard, and Minard was the one that portrayed this, the army, there's lots of data here that you can download and PDFs and SAS data that you can import. I did my best to kind of get a sense of this data. It's pretty cryptic, and you'll see you've got things like the city, you've got Latin long, you've got army size, you've got advancing and retreating. I took the degrees below zero in Celsius, multiplied by 100, just to get a magnitude there. And then I've also got a date component, and this is 1812, not 2012. So let's go ahead and do a launch power map. What I'm going to do is just create a new tour here. And in this tour, what we're going to see is that we have a Latin long that we've already predefined, and we're going to have a date component. So immediately we can see that we've got a date, and we've got a size of the army. So let's go ahead and get a sense of, well, where is this? We also want to find out where this is. So let's go ahead, and what we'll do is we're going to add some map labels just to make sure that we're in the right part of the world. And yeah, it looks like we definitely are. So let's go ahead and play this initially. What this is going to show us is the size of Napoleon's army out and back. Now, it would be nice if we could differentiate this by advance and retreat. So let's go ahead and click that so that we know when he was advancing and when he was retreating with his army. So again, we'll play this going out. Pretty fascinating to see the size of the army going out and kind of as it was decimated coming back. If we wanted to, we could look at this in the context of a bubble map. And we might want to come to our time dimension and look at data showing just until it's replaced. So we get a size of the army out, a size of the army back. We could also look at this in the context of something like data just showing up for an instant. So let's go ahead and look at that, kind of seeing the army moving out, the army moving back. Now we might want to take this again and put it in the context of, say, a column chart, And then let's go ahead and add a layer on this so that we can get a sense of the temperature as well. So let's go ahead and add this. What we're going to do now is take this the coldness factor, and we're going to add this as well. So let's go ahead in our lat and long, and add our date. We'll add the temperature component. And again, now we can kind of see the size of the army, as well as we're going to be able to see the temperature. So let's go ahead and play this and see how it looks. I'll move this out of the way so we can see it a little bit better. What you're going to see then is the size of the army decreasing while the temperature increases. So again, lots of things you can do with this. You can play with the settings and the layers if you kind of want to change the size, the thickness, things like that to get a little bit better resolution. But there's plenty you can do to play around with this data. Again, I'd love to see you improve on this and see different scenarios that you come up with. And hopefully this gives you some ideas on what you can do with PowerMap.